Come up and we'll give you 3 minutes.
Maybe you can borrow Lisa's microphone there.
Hi, my name is David Nelson and I'm I'm here.
I've been studying the new regulations for once through cooling, and I know that this board is very wrapped up in this, and I want to compliment a lot of your people on the work that they are doing, but I have some problems with some of the things, and I'm really concerned about Morro Bay. I think that this is an opportunity that the Water Board should use. Morro Bay has been on an extended permit for many years, more years than actually the permit is issued for, and this is an area that really concerns me, because I think we should have an opportunity as a public. The CEC has shown that the once-through cooling in Morro Bay has really significant impacts on Morro Bay. Yet, here we are years down the road, and there's no plan to try to figure out what's really going on there. I mean, we try, but it seems like we run into money problems or we don't have enough staff or whatever. But I'd like to see something done, and it probably goes with this discussion you're going today as a vision. The vision is that, you know, we can't just keep doing business the way we have for the last 25 or 50 years in Morro Bay. I think we need some vision on what we should be doing and how we take an inventory of what we have there. Up to this point, we really don't have much. We only have 1/3-16B that was done a few years back. And I think this is a good opportunity to draw on what we learned out of that 3/16B now that the power plant hasn't been running for years, and go in and take a look at what's going on in the estuary. I know that we have other stresses on it, the sewage at the CMC, which I'm really, really disgusted about. And I think it was foreseeable, and I think they really should be fined as much as possible to make them stop doing this. But basically, the new regulations, I hope that we take them seriously and we use the what's behind it. What's behind it is that we know that there's things going on with once-through cooling, and let's not just move ahead and find what we think may be solutions down the road. I see in Diablo Canyon, we're talking about artificial reefs. Now, I've talked to a lot of people who have real concerns about that kind of solutions to the problem. I know these are huge, and I know that the answers aren't easy answers, and you're trying to grasp at something, and I understand that, but I think whatever we grab, I think that it needs mechanisms to really have checks and balances on it. I don't think we can just say artificial reefs are going to take care of Diablo. I think there's a bigger picture with Morro Bay and Diablo, and that there's cumulative impacts that somehow we have to study. What we're dealing with here isn't just a big ocean body. I believe it to be like a river stream, and at that, I don't see a clock, so I'll just stop. I think you know what I'm talking about, and I really hope that your discussion and your vision can take into consideration the huge problems with once-through cooling that this board faces. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. What you're suggesting is that there'd be another study done to look at entrainment impacts?
I think that in Morro Bay specifically, that the 3/16B was done around the year 2000, I guess, with the new applications. And here we are in 2005. Their discharge permit has been just administratively extended under the premise that they're going to build a new power plant. But there's not a new power plant in sight for at least 5 years. That's another whole cycle of this. Now, I believe that this board should have the power, and the EPA gives you the responsibility to watch out what's going on there. And we won't even look back at history. Let's just go from 2000 to now. Here's 5 years gone by, and the studies were done for 1 year, and there's no follow-up.
Here's my question. Didn't that study show that there were entrainment impacts?
Absolutely.
So, well, are you suggesting another study be done?
Well, I think that that study, you know, was arguably, it did show the impacts, but now I think the impacts were underestimated, and I think that new studies could and should be dealt with to see what exactly is going on there and what, and, you know, really firm up what that first study kind of said, that Duke totally disputes and has disputed from since it was done. So I'm not...
I think that Duke may dispute any additional studies that, you know, may be done in the future. I don't know that you necessarily change their mind, you know, with more studies. I think the first study showed that there were impacts.
Right. No question.
And I think staff is, you know, made that conclusion, too. I think what we're grappling with is, what do we do next? What do we do with that?
Well,
and how do we mitigate that?
Well, yeah. See, I guess mitigation is where I kind of have a problem with. If you're trying to mitigate for full impacts, we have no history. And I said we wouldn't talk about history, but there's no impact. History from previous to 2000, so it's kind of hard to mitigate for losses that have already happened, and I understand that. But, you know, as we go down the road with this administrative extensions that are granted, I think somehow there needs to be a cap on how long you can run this for, because as I see it, this power plant probably won't be built for a long time. And to just allow it to continue to happen and using the old plant, the studies were done for the new plant, not the old plant. So the predicament that we have ourselves in is we have studies showing that the new plant is going to be better, but the old plant is still there.
Okay. Thank you very much for your
Thank
comments.
Thank you.
Anyone else here from the public that would like to share some thoughts with us? Okay.